there was only the New York Times sent Carrie Donovan and Bernadette Morris were the two fashion people. Carrie was the magazine. Bernadette was the daily. Bernadine Morris, it was. LA Times sent Mary Lou Luther. The Chicago Tribune had a writer. And after that, in these very first years, it was just us. So it was a very, very small group of Americans. The San Francisco paper sent someone too early on. And then quickly after, all regional papers saw that this fashion sections were a good business opportunity and were getting a lot of advertising support. So all around the country, people opened them. I mean, like Houston, both papers, kind of like Dallas had them, San Francisco, LA, DC. Oh yeah, Nina Hyde was from DC and she was always there. Robin Givon was then with the Detroit paper, who was then replaced. Anyway, it became a thing. There was a little core group of American newspaper journalists who went. And again, because of the nature of magazines and their long lead times and the fact that there was no internet and there was no fashion coverage on TV, Style with Elsa Clinch, if it had started, it would just have barely started and, you know, nobody took, who knew what CNN was at that time. But so the newspapers were the ones that were breaking the news to the American audiences. And so we were prestigious at that time. I mean, now I think if you were going to try and cover collections for an American regional newspaper, that subscribers circulation levels are probably a tenth of what they were back then. I mean, I just think you'd be lucky to be in the top row of the bleachers. But then we were, you know, front row, second row. I mean, it was a big, big deal. It was so, it was incredible. And covering the shows back in those days was an amazing thing. Bill Cunningham was on the scene and Vibrant and doing everything. So some of these people that have really become legendary. Everybody would fly on the same plane kind of too. You would be going from city to city. So you'd be, you know, sitting across the aisle from Linda Evangelista and Christy Turlington, who were, you know, going on to the next city, and all the photographers and all of the editors and everything. It was really amazing in this really, really, really kind of wonderful core group of really smart, engaged people. And that was, you know, twice a year that you were there. And then you would see the same people, obviously, again in New York.